Okay, we are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. We're going to look at the market this morning. Mike Barker's with us from Investment and Retirement Management. Mike's a regular on this program. He's a chartered retirement planning counselor. He's also a certified fund specialist offering securities to Linsco Private Ledger, member of NASD and SIPC. Good morning, Mike.
Dave, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, you know, last week, I guess we had you on last Friday, we had you on last Thursday, and I think, especially Friday, you were, I don't know, I guess as tense as I've ever seen you as it relates to the market. How do you see the whole thing now after we've had a few days of relative calm? Are we out of the woods now?
I don't think we're totally out of the woods yet by any stretch. And actually, you mentioned last Friday, and that's a good place to go back to, in a sense, to talk about where I'm coming from with that statement. You'd mentioned that I was tense, and that was really when you and I were talking before the show started Friday.
Concerned, maybe would be a better word.
What was that?
Concerned would maybe be a better word.
Concerned. How about both? No question about it. Well, when you and I were talking just before the show last Friday, folks may not remember at this point, but that was the overnight Thursday when the Asian markets and were just absolutely hammered, and it was as ugly as I've seen it in a while in some of the foreign markets overnight Thursday. And you know, before the show started, I mentioned to you, I said, if something doesn't happen here soon, this could be a pretty ugly day. And I really felt that, and I had talked to some other folks that morning, and they were feeling the same way. And some of these folks are folks that have been, you know, in the investment game for decades. So I knew I was not at least unfounded in some of the things I was seeing. And anyway, to kind of recap a few things that I think are important. You know, you and I talked on the show Friday morning, and then it was just as we were ending the show when the Fed lowered the rate at the discount window, and that was when the futures turned pretty dramatically. And I saw that right as we got off the show, and it was dramatic how the market turned. And had a good day last Friday, as everyone knows. And as I reiterated when we were talking Monday of this week, the timing for Bernanke to do that was impeccable, in my opinion, just dead on the money. And I really think, and we'll never know, of course, but I really think when he did that last Friday before the market opened, with the things that had happened overnight in the foreign markets and how we were setting up in our market before he did that, I think he basically averted what could have been a pretty ugly day in the market last Friday. And of course, when he did that, the as we said Monday, everyone's was debating then, and I was trying to figure it out myself as far as how important was it what he did, and folks are still discussing that and debating that and all that sort of thing. And I think the jury's still out on that. But I do think we were absolutely correct Monday when we said what his move last Friday did with that discount rate. Was it stabilized the market some? It changed the dynamics of the market in a hurry, and I don't think that's arguable. I think it did that at a minimum, and we saw a market this week that was making some pretty good moves and much more stable as compared to what we had been seeing the last couple of weeks. And a lot of people may not realize it, but we're up. I guess it's 550 or 600 points or so in the Dow since the low last Thursday. When I say last Thursday, not yesterday, but Thursday a week ago. Mm-hmm. That was a day that was pretty ugly as well, right around lunchtime and shortly thereafter. And we had that big bounce off those lows. And we're up, you know, like I said, 500 or 600 points or so since then.
Mike, we need to take a short break here, get some messages in. We're talking this morning with Mike Barker from Investment and Retirement Management, and we're going to be right back. Stand by. This is Floor Radio.
Mm-hmm.
This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. We're talking about the market this morning. Mike Barker is with us from Investment and Retirement Management. You said something last week about the Fed being proactive. I think that's the term that you used. And as you mentioned, the Fed lowered the discount rate, and they also went out and really sold this thing to the financial community to use this discount window. And lo and behold, earlier this week, I think, four or five banks did that.
That's right.
And I don't know, what does that mean?
The reason I think that, I mean, this is just my opinion. I wonder, well, let me put it this way. The question about that, I think, was a lot of that more of a symbolic gesture, so to speak, on the part of those banks. Was it that or was it something else? I don't know. But that's the question a lot of folks are asking. And it's because, historically, when a financial institution would go to the discount window, so to speak, that was not the greatest sign of strength in the world. That's not something you necessarily wanted to be doing if you were a financial institution. And I think you're absolutely correct in what you're saying. I think the reason the Fed was a little more open and adamant about encouraging banks to do this is because of that historical perception of when banks go to the discount window. And I mean, that's just my opinion, but I think that had a lot to do with it just because of that historical precedent. So, or historical perception, I should say. So I think a lot of people are the way this is being done this week and talked about, I think it's partly to not make folks think that these banks are going to the discount window because they're in some sort of big trouble or something.
Right, and they did it as a show, I guess, of support of some sort, which I don't know that's going to make any difference, but it certainly, as far as the Fed started out last week, they couldn't have written a script any better.
It I'll have to say, like I've said before, when Bernanke did that Friday, and his timing and what he did was dead on the money to get the market to settle down a little bit, if nothing else.
Uh-huh. Now, the Fed meets next month. There's a lot of people out there that are pretty loud about the Fed lowering rates. It almost seems like some of the people on Wall Street are almost at fever pitch about this. And there's a whole lot of people that disagree with them just as loudly. What are your thoughts about this whole situation?
Yeah, that's correct. And also keep in mind, though, and you and I talked about this towards the end of last year, when I did not think the Fed was going to lower rates then, there were also a lot of the Wall Street crowd, not quite as fever-pitched as they are now, but pretty high-pitched anyway most of last year that the Fed would be lowering rates by the end of last year or the first meeting or two this year, and they were dead wrong about that. And I think what can sometimes get the Wall Street crowd in trouble with situations like this is I think they confuse sometimes what they hope they'll get with maybe what they think they should get, if you follow me there.
Uh-huh.
And I think that clouds judgment and clouds perception a little bit with that crowd. That's, you know, as far as where I stand on it, if the Fed were meeting today, I don't think they would lower rates.
Would this make the Fed look like they're just kowtowing to every wish on Wall Street? I mean, isn't that a fear?
It is a question for sure, and. This is a tricky one, though. This, in my opinion, is a pretty tricky little juncture here because, in fact, I had someone say to me the other day that, in his opinion, Bernanke is going to do everything on the planet but lower the Fed funds rate. And he said, you know, Friday was a little hint of that, perhaps, in that, you know, the move he did Friday a week ago was not lowering the Fed funds rate. And now whether he'll do all sorts of things but lowering the Fed funds rate, time will tell. I don't have an opinion on that. But the thing that's so interesting about some of these folks' opinions about their expectations for the Federal Reserve with interest rates, with the Fed funds rate, is I think a lot of these folks just want rates lower because that tends to help Wall Street anyway. But like I said, if they were meeting right now today, I don't think they would lower that Fed funds rate. And what's interesting too is the market has stabilized a lot since Thursday a week ago, and we've done so much work on the upside since that low Thursday a week ago that it doesn't mean a whole lot, I don't think, that we may kind of try to find our footing in this range we're at now. It wouldn't surprise me if we go down a little bit. The market's just done a lot of work in the last week, and you sometimes get a little pullback or a rest period after you have that tight move.
Mike, need to jump in here. We need to get a message or two in. We're talking this morning with Mike Barker from Investment and Retirement Management. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. This is Floor Radio. This is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. Mike Barker's with us this morning from Investment and Retirement Management. Mike, we were talking about what happened after the extreme volatility of last week on the market, and at least we're not on a roller coaster ride this week. That was pretty outrageous.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a little more stability there, and you know that's typical of investors and traders and Wall Street. Also, when you get a down move like we got last week, and more specifically Thursday a week ago, and I know I keep saying Thursday a week ago, but I cannot stress enough, Thursday a week ago was a key day in my opinion, and we'll probably talk about that as the weeks go by here. But anyway, like I said, with the way the market bounced Thursday a week ago, then the Fed did what they did Friday, it kind of stabilized the market a little bit, allowed folks to think, okay, the Federal Reserve sees what's going on, they know what's happening, and they're on the scene. And the reason that's so important, you know, when you say that, a lot of folks will say, well, the Federal Reserve's always on the scene, so to speak. Not necessarily. I mean, at least not to Wall Street's liking. And don't forget, too, it was a day or two, my mind escapes me now, but it was a day or two before you and I were talking last Friday when one of the Fed governors said, basically, you know, they're not going to lower rates and it's going to take a big calamity
right.
for them to do that.
The day before, I think. Yeah,
you remember that conversation
yeah.
we had. And then here we were 24 hours later or 48 hours later, depending on when that person said that. I can't remember exactly. But anyway, and here's Bernanke lowering the discount rate. Not the Fed funds rate, but the discount rate.
Yeah.
So we went from comments by a Fed person causing a lot of people to conclude, you know, golly, that the Fed just does not get it. How can they not see what's going on? And then and just a few hours later, they're doing what Bernanke did Friday morning. So you had a situation where people were beginning to think the Fed just didn't see it, to all of a sudden, yes, they do see it.
Yes, they did, and they were quite proactive.
Yeah.
Let me switch over, and I promised that I would let you go early. We got less than 5 minutes. Let me ask you about housing. We've been talking about the housing market really spiraling downward since last fall, maybe early fall, and I think that you called it back then, and you were right. My question today is, why do you think it's not going to get any better anytime soon?
Well, it's a couple of three key things just quickly. One is I don't see mortgage rates dropping enough to save a lot of these folks who have these adjustable rate mortgages that are going to be resetting as we go through this year and into next year. And I think a fair amount of those folks are going to have problems refinancing, and they may lose their home, and that's going to put even more supply on the market at a time when there's a big supply out there anyway. Number two is the ability of so many people in the market to get a mortgage that were getting mortgages 2 and 3 years ago, and it's another whole conversation as to whether they should have gotten those mortgages in the first place, and that's all irrelevant at this point. though there's so many people that are going to have a difficult time getting a mortgage, because it's harder to get a mortgage now for certain people, and even if they can get one, it's a much higher interest rate, and that makes the amount of mortgage they can afford go down. So that process is going to continue to evolve. And also keep in mind, too, the amount of mortgages that are due to reset is more than what we've seen so far by a long shot.
Oh, really? So then we're talking quite a long stretch. I mean, with all the supply of homes on the market as we speak, I guess there's so many homes, so many foreclosures, those are more homes on the market. We're not talking any time soon here, are we?
In my opinion, we're not. I would not see housing getting better. I think we'll be sitting here talking this time next year, and housing will have not improved at all.
And then even when it starts improving, it's going to improve a good deal slower than a lot of people would like to see it.
And that's another good point. Housing is a slow-moving type sector typically anyway, so I agree with that as well.
Well, Mike, I had a lot more questions, but I did promise to let you go here early. And unfortunately, we're out of time on this. I got a bunch more questions. Keep your eyes open for us. And I guess this volatility is not necessarily over, is it?
I don't think it is. What we've had, in my opinion, just to recap here, we had a brutal end of the week last week. And we've recovered from it. We got a little bit of help from the Fed, and people are beginning to settle down a little bit. And I say people, I mean Wall Street, the market, et cetera. And the foreign markets have stabilized, and when you get a crisis situation like we got last week, you typically get a kind of a whoosh down in the market, which we got last Thursday, in my opinion, Thursday a week ago. And then if you can get some reason for people to buy stocks or be more calmer, you get that, and we got that Friday morning by the Fed, and the market's made a bounce, and we're running into a range now in the market, in my opinion, that it's going to be a little bit harder and take a whole lot more energy to get this thing to continue upward at the pace we've been on the last few days. So it's going to take more work, a little harder to do at this point. And there's also probably going to be another piece of bad news come out in the next few days or weeks or whatever, and another shoe to drop, so to speak, and you want to see how the market handles that. If we get bad news again and get some after that, and the market handles it pretty well and does okay, that'll kind of tell us that maybe the worst is over as far as the market's concerned. If we get bad news, get bad reactions again, and go back to those lows we were at last week, then we're right back where we started. So that's kind of where we are at the moment, I think.
Well, Mike, at the first sign of some craziness, I'm gonna give you a call.
Okay,
Mike. Always a pleasure having you on. We'll talk to you next week, at least once.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, we've been talking with Mike Barker from Investment and Retirement Management, and you're listening to Floor Radio.